insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 29th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Laysa 'alaykum junahun an tadkhulu buyutan ghayra maskunatin fiha mata'un lakum wallahu ya'lamu ma tubduna wa ma taktumun.
There is no blame upon you for entering houses not inhabited, in which there is convenience for you. And Allah knows what you reveal and what you conceal.
Brothers and sisters, as we said, from the 27th verse forward, the points mentioned in the verses changed and somehow turned to mentioning some regulations of morals. How to control these regulations and how the people should have self-control over themselves when specifically they want to treat and have relations with other members of the society and community. The Muslim community must preserve itself from any kind of corruption. So that's why they have to observe some rules, some regulations, some morals in order to save their society. So, in the 27th verse, it was stated that there are some social orders that are really closely related to saving chastity, saving purity of the members of community, and it is how to enter people's home. This is a very important issue. And in the 28th verse, it was said that you do not need any permission if it was for your own house, and if you do not find anyone in it, it does not mean that the permission is granted. It does not necessarily mean the permission is given to you. فَلَا تَدْخُلُهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ. So you do not have to enter until permission is given to you. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ فَرْجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا. If you are told to turn back, if you are rejected, you have to return. There is no worries. You do not have to get upset about this because there are some reasons that you do not need to be curious about. Because the landlord knows better when he or she needs to receive some guests. Now, in the 29th verse, it is said, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةٍ فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ. It is no sin for you that you enter uninhabited houses wherein you have some goods. Public places that have no special inhabitants, such as hotels, such as shops and baths, which are open to all and people can enter and enjoy their advantages, are treated differently than personal homes. These places require no permission for entrance, and specifically, if you have some goods, if you have some items in there, you do not need to ask for permission. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ. It is no sin for you. So, In view of the fact that each ordinance has some exceptions through which problems and difficulties are solved rationally, in this verse, it is solved in this way, that you do not need to ask for permission if you are entering uninhabited houses.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, entering a place is so important in Islamic view that the Holy Quran says Allah knows what you reveal and what you conceal. This means entering public places needs some specific rules. You need to consider that the Almighty Allah. You need to consider the fact that the Almighty Allah is totally aware of all your thoughts, all your actions, and what you do and what you want to do. Because the verse says, يَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ. He knows what you reveal and what you conceal. This phrase perhaps refers to this matter, that some individuals may sometimes misuse this exception and enter uninhabited homes on the pretext of this ordinance to find out some secrets. Or they sometimes enter some inhabited houses on the excuse that they did not know they are inhabited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all these affairs. He knows well about those who misuse and going to public places while having no beneficial aim and only for wandering and going on about is often forbidden. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.